life upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, dawg. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
These pussy niggas put money on my head. Gone, get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king, and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest, something like Ali in his prime. I walk the block with the bundles, I've been knocking the humble. Swing the ox when I rumble, show your ass with my gun do. Gotta tip a nigga, go ahead, lose your head. Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your legs. I walk around, gun on my waist, chip on my shoulder, top bust a clip in your face. Post to this beef ain't over.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men wish death upon me.
Sunny days wouldn't be special if it wasn't for rain. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Death gotta be easy, cause life is hard. It'll leave you physically, mentally, and emotionally scarred. This is for my niggas on the block, doing some trees and cigars. For the niggas on lock, doing life behind bars. I don't see only God could judge me, cause I see things clear. Quick, these crackers will give my black ass 100 years. I'm like Paulie and Goodfellas, you can call me the Don. Like Malcolm by any means, with my gun in my palm. Slim switch sides on me, let niggas ride on me. I thought we was cool, why you want me to die, homie, homie?
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men wish death upon
me. Every night I talk to God, but he don't say nothing back. I know he protected me, but I still stay with my gat and my nightmares. Niggas keep pulling checks on me. Cypher said some bitch dumb put a hex on me. The feds didn't know much when Pop got shot. I got a kite from the pins that told me Tuck got knocked. I ain't gon' spell it out for you motherfuckers all the time. Are you a literate nigga? You can't read between the lines. In the Bible it says, what goes around comes around. Imo shot me, 3 weeks later he got shot down. Now it's clear that I'm here for a real reason. Cause he got...
You can't kill Donald J. Trump. Oh my goodness. What a weekend it was, everybody. We have a big show for you today. Probably the most important broadcast we will ever do of this show. And I want to welcome everybody into what is a very serious and important day in world history. We appreciate you guys trusting us and joining us to break it all down. Obviously, the assassination attempt over the weekend on President Trump's life, him getting shot, him being okay, who was the shooter, how did this happen, was it an inside job, what is next at the RNC this week where yours truly is right now. We are going to break it all down. So it's a very important episode today, and I need you to help us get this episode started by rumbling this video and sharing this stream. That is so many, many people can see it and see what's going on, okay? It's a thumbs up on the mobile app. It's a thumbs up on the browser. You click this, you hit it, you tap it, you share it, you get to the top of these leaderboards. You know that it is the only place that we belong, especially on important days like today where we need to get the truth out for the 45th and 47th president. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. Let's go. My Chris Pierre coming live. It is a July 15th edition of the show, And if you are watching right now, this show, as Frankie, I think I just got to be honest about it, morning of, headed to the RNC convention. RNC convention gavels down today at 12:30 p.m. for the delegates. Yours truly, a New Jersey delegate and a whip amongst the delegates for the Trump campaign. So we recorded the show early. I'm at the RNC convention right now. We're doing everything we can. We're going to be on the ground all week long, broadcasting to you live from Milwaukee. Tomorrow, I'm going to be broadcasting with Rumble in the Rumble booth, alternate time, okay? You're not going to want to miss that live. Going to have so many things going on. And I am joined on this very important news day by, he needs no introduction. He is the most base producer in the game. And if he was a counter sniper, you better believe that that son of a bitch would have been dead before he could even hold the trigger. Producer Frankie, how you doing?
Mike, I'm just glad you're good with your words because I've been speechless ever since Saturday. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, we saw this coming, unfortunately, to say that. But, I mean, how many times on this show did we mention that this was a concern of ours and that things needed to be taken a little seriously with his security situation? I mean, what? Can't even speak. Back to
listen,
you.
Listen, I'll start off, and I'll say, obviously, today's show is going to be very free form. You know, we're going to be talking a lot, obviously, about what happened. Like I said, the motives, who it could have been. But I'll just start off by saying this. This was a long time coming from the political party that said that we were the domestic terrorists. The political party that called January 6th worse than Pearl Harbor. The political party that said right-wing extremists were fermenting violence in our land. Let me ask you a question. Ever since they started saying that and spouting that rhetoric, has Joe Biden been attacked? Has Barack Hussein Obama been attacked? Have Republican members of Congress been attacked? Democrat members of Congress been attacked? No. The only person attacked since that time has been Donald J. Trump, the man who is against the deep state, the man who is running to once and for all upend the system, the bureaucracy, the deep state stranglehold on this country and this world. Many people and interested groups could have been the culprit of what occurred. And I will start by saying that if you think it's a lone gunman, this 20-year-old kid, okay, that they're saying did it, Thomas Matthew Crooks, I don't buy that he was a lone gunman. I'm not even sure that he was the gunman. We'll talk more about that in the show. But to start off today, this is, like I said, the Democrats saying time and time again, essentially winking and nodding and aiding violence. Trump is literally Hitler. Trump is a threat to the democracy. Trump is going to make us a dictatorship. Trump is going to do the things. Let me ask you this. Do you believe the pandering of all the fools right now who are saying that they don't wish political violence on Donald Trump? How could they simultaneously have called him Hitler for the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years? And then when somebody tries to kill him, all of a sudden you don't stand for political violence. It goes to show you that they don't mean what they say. I bet you many of them wish that this turned out differently. These people are sick. These people are maniacal. Don't act like they're on our side. They knew what they were doing. They were raising the temperature. We never wish physical harm on Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, Nancy Pelosi, these people are pieces of filth. Do we ever wish them harm? Do we ever wish for a Secret Service breach? We don't. I don't. But these people have been fermenting it for a long time. Frankie, roll this.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers.
These people are utterly disgusting. They have talked about it, and let me tell you something, I'm not even going to put it up on the show today, all the examples of people in position of power who are basically saying it's a shame that the shooter missed. We're going to roll this clip for you, A3, okay? This is an angle that hasn't been showed a lot, okay? A3, the back angle. You haven't seen this angle, but look at the horror in the chaos. And I'll start by saying this. I've been to about 20 Trump rallies. I saw the diagrams and the recreations of where it happened. And a man was killed. Ronnie Jackson's nephew, we're going to show that clip in a little bit, was injured. And they were shot and they were basically in the pen next to where Trump is. That's where I sit in the rally, right there. I've been on that stage. Trump takes that stage every single rally with the floods of people. He's done it hundreds of times. I've seen the snipers. I've seen the security. I've seen the perimeter. I've seen the setup. Something was eerie and something was rotten and something was foul about what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania on Saturday. Let's just roll this so you can take it. This is the back angle from it, as if you were in the crowd watching it. Frankie, roll it.
They're shooting. They're shooting over there. Over there. Over there. They're shooting.
Unbelievable. We're good there. It's unbelievable. You'll never forget where you were when that happened. When if it was a millimeter different, if Trump's head was turned a different way, we'd be in a civil war right now. Can't even yell about it because it's just so profound and so bizarre and so crazy that this happened. Frankie, put the diagram up on the screen. That's B2. You see the setting of the rally, okay? And I'm just going to start off by saying it. Look at where the shooter was. You see on the left side there, on the upper left. Look at where the stage was. Look where Trump is. Look at where the seats were behind. And look where the shooter was. You tell me, why were there counter snipers on the roof of the three buildings you see behind the stage, but there weren't any counter snipers or any type of Secret Service on that other roof? You would say that that would be the most likely place that a shooting would take place. Wouldn't you think that? Wouldn't you think that would be the spot that you would secure if you were the Secret Service? It was outside the security perimeter, they say. Well, let me a building on a perch with a direct angle to where the stage is set up. Let me tell you guys something. It's too bizarre to just be incompetence at this point. It's too bizarre to be incompetence. I want to believe that nothing is as bad as the worst possible scenario. But I got to tell you, at this point, Frankie, is it extreme incompetence or is it an inside job? Did somebody give the stand down? Did somebody allow that guy to get on the roof? Who told him to go on the roof? We're going to also show you the footage of the counter sniper here in a minute. Why did the counter sniper hold fire? Why didn't they shoot immediately? How do you go on a roof and they see the guy for a minute and they don't shoot? You don't go on a rooftop and crouch down on a roof. You can't do that. How is that not secured? It's not like it was some sophisticated attack. What about the aerial drones? And let me tell you something, Frankie. The Secret Service is like, oh, it's a myth that President Trump asked for more protection and it was denied. As a matter of fact, we've beefed up his protection. That's what the Secret Service is saying. So the spokesperson of the Secret Service said. But my question to you is this. If this is what the beefed up Secret Service looks like, then are they either that incompetent or is something else going on here? Are they that incompetent or is something else going on? If the Secret Service with the beefed up security goes, oh, well, this is the best we can do. We spend billions of dollars to send overseas. We can't protect the most important person in the country from a roof 150 yards away. I don't buy it. Now, the head of the Secret Service, her name is Cheadle, okay? And I tweeted about her. I said, make her famous. She was previously an executive at PepsiCo. So her prior job was securing bottles of Coke and bags of Cheetos. She became the head of the Secret Service. And the number one thing she pledged was DEI. 30% more women. Let me tell you something just from the onset. We don't have the evidence yet, but I'm going to tell you this. Some things you're about to see here, some of these next clips that I'm going to show you, are why I conclude that President Trump needs to dump the Secret Service. There was a breach. There was a compromise. Something went wrong, and it couldn't have been an oversight. It couldn't have been incompetence. Maybe some of it. But you don't leave that building unsecured. You don't see people screaming and yelling and freaking out on the ground with something you're about to see, and please don't take action. You don't see what you're about to see with these counter snipers on the roof. Then again, they were on that roof, but they weren't on the other roof. How's that make any sense? And you don't see that and then see them looking at the guy and not engaging with the guy. It's either extreme incompetence or they wanted this to happen. They wanted it to happen right before the formal nomination of Trump. Think about it. The RNC is happening today. I'm going to be there all week. This is it. The guy's getting the nomination and then it's done. He's going to be the nominee and the Democrat Party's going to be in absolute chaos and total disarray, not knowing who they're going to nominate, not knowing where to send their donation money to. Everybody's frozen. They wanted the subject matter off of that narrative. They needed it on something else and they needed to do something in their last attempt before Trump is formally nominated. This was their chance. Yeah, chaos, destruction, despair. The deep state says we got to make the Republican convention more chaotic than the Democrat convention. It was their last chance. And by the grace of God, the shot did not connect. And we're going to talk about that too, coming up in a little bit. But before we do that, let's roll this footage of the counter sniper on the roof, Frankie, just so people could see what was going on. People were calling this guy a hero. Not so fast. Roll this.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
So you see there the fire and the return of fire. People are saying seven shots. People are saying five shots. It's not exactly clear how many shots were actually fired. But obviously, the shooter got off multiple rounds because Trump was hit and then spectator in the crowd died and another spectator was badly injured, they say, had like a limb blown off or something like that. That could have been Trump's head. Have you ever seen the unedited footage of JFK getting killed? Have you ever seen it? Kind of reminds me of this, what they wanted to do. Now, they're saying that this counter sniper was told not to engage, was told to watch the guy, but not engage. And then only return fire once the guy opened fire. So that could be true. And if it is true, the question is why? These are just things you read. I don't know if it's true, Frankie. I don't know if it's true. I don't know. But if that guy, I mean, look at him. He's got his sights set on him. He's got his target set on him. Looks like he's looking in that direction. Didn't fire first. Again, it could be slow, could be incompetent. I don't know. Yes, Frank, you had something to ask?
Yeah, no, I mean, the question would be at that point is like, who gives that order to hold on and do not fire until fired upon? I mean, when we're dealing with ex-presidents.
Nobody knows who that guy is. And the Secret Service last night in the press conference didn't show up. They didn't show up. These DEI fucks. Sorry. I don't know what that is up there. I don't know. Don't call me heroes. I don't know what that is. Could have been a local guy. Didn't know what to do. Chaos, panicked. I don't know. He killed the guy. But was it get the shot off first, then kill the guy so we can't tell the tale? What's going on here? I don't know. I'm not saying that's the case. But I'm asking questions on scenes that are suspicious and weird to me. So then I watched, and I'm seeing all this come in on my phone. And I'll tell you this. When this happened, by the way, I was in the shower. I actually posted on my Instagram. I said, oh, I'm having a nice, relaxing day before heading back to the RNC. I literally posted that. It's a beautiful day. I'm outside. I'm going for a jog. I'm walking. I literally said that on my personal Instagram. And then all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing off the hook. My mom, I'm in the shower, literally in the shower. Ring one, I decline it. Ring two, I decline it. Ring three. I'm like, what's going on here? She goes, shooting, shooting. I thought she was in like a shopping mall or something and there was a shooting in Sarasota, Florida. My dad right now is traveling in Virginia. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I call her and she goes, Trump's been shot. And let me tell you something. People knew it was coming. Where's that A8, Frankie? A8. Let's roll. I know. And by the way, shout out to producer Frankie today because we're doing the show a little bit different because we just are jumping around to so many different pieces of content because this is an unbelievable show and people are probably amazed how calm and poised I am, you know, because this is all you could do in a situation like this is be cool, calm, and collected and serious. And that is exactly what we are right now. Frankie, roll this clip.
And you know, that's a little bit.
Stay under here.
He had a gun. They were yelling. And I saw the interview. I think Frankie might have sent it to me. And other people were sending it to me, the BBC interview.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was outside the venue who was watching the rally and watched this guy crawl and was saying he was yelling at the police. He said it was 2-3 minutes that they were yelling about this guy. And they didn't do anything. How? Incompetence or negligence? We're going to get to the bottom of it. We've only just begun asking questions. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Show rolls on here. We got so much more to talk about on this very important breaking news Monday. Start of the RNC convention. Trump stronger than ever. Do not go anywhere.
Unbelievable.
Listen, guys, people said to me, oh, you're going to yell today. You're going to scream today. You know, what's the show going to be like? And I said, it's actually so insane that you can't even do it. Like we need serious leadership right now in the face of this true evil that is ravaging our country and our world. We have so much more to talk about. And obviously, if you guys are tuning into the show today, you know, people always say to me, oh, is this live? I get it. You like a live show. This show is made the morning of at the crack of dawn before I go to the RNC convention. I'm going to be on the RNC convention floor at 12:30, broadcasting live from Milwaukee all week in the Rumble booth tomorrow, a delegate for New Jersey, casting my vote for President Trump, a win for the Trump campaign, which, by the way, I don't think that's going to be needed much anymore because I think everyone's going to be in lockstep now. But you know, at the Rules Committee meeting, I was saying it on the Friday show, I was whipping votes for Trump. It's my honor to stand with him. It's my honor to be with him since day one down the escalator. And I'm going to be there on Thursday when he gives his speech. And I said to my mom, you know, rehashing the moment, I said, you know, it's crazy. And Frankie, you too, we'll all look back on this one day, is how close we are to literally the most historic times in world history. It's like I'm right there. We're in the room. We're covering it. We're on the periphery. I've met the man. I've shaken the man's hand. You know, a lot of people take pictures of him backstage and everybody shakes the hand. I've shook his hand. I've been on the stage. It's like, it's crazy. I'm grateful. I'm not bragging. I'm grateful. to be so close to it all. And that's why I feel the duty to do this show every day. To wake up and do it if I'm traveling, if I'm working, if I'm doing political things, if I'm doing business things. That's why I feel the duty to do it. Because I've been blessed to be so close to it. And we're going to talk in the next segment about, you know, the divine intervention part of all this and, you know, some things that are just unbelievable. But before we do that, you understand we're going to take a quick advertising break because, again, there are great people who make this possible. You guys know I'm in this fight for the right reasons, and you need sponsors to stay on the air, okay? You just need it. And I want to thank our sponsors who allowed me this privilege to bring you the news, how we do. And we got some new sponsors today that I'm excited about on this very important episode. And my first sponsor of our broadcast today are a familiar face, and those are our friends at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, go to goldwithcrispy.com right now or go to crispybar.com, okay? Right now, this is Genesis Gold Group. Guys, Genesis Gold Group are the premier leaders in gold investment and owning physical gold and silver in small amounts all the way up to large, big amounts, okay? This is called the Prepper Bar. It is a store of value, kind of like a chocolate bar, literally looks and shapes. You can break off pieces and you see the amount, the weight of the gold and the silver in grams on the bar. I'm holding a silver Prepper Bar right here. It's 100% real gold and silver, and you can get it today at crispybar.com. I believe the gold ones are sold out. I'm holding a silver one in my hand that they sent me. Guys, real gold, real silver. People are always like, oh, you know, I own it on paper. Or I own these big bars in a bank somewhere. I want to own real gold and silver. Like, so this is worth something, guys. The value of it is literally in the markets every day. So you own it. You know what it's worth. You own a piece of it. Gold and silver. Crispybar.com for that. And if you want to talk about diversifying your assets, okay, your 401k, your IRA, guys, goldwithcrispy.com. You'll get a free gold IRA and 401k investment guide. And a member of the customer service team will get in touch with you immediately. Gold investment experts to get you on your way to diversifying your assets, okay? They will talk to you personally. They'll walk you through the process. They're faith-based folks. That is why Mike Lindell signs his name to them. That is why they are his gold company. Guys, goldwithcrispy.com, crispybar.com. These people really make it possible. They are great sponsors, and we are very grateful for them. We really are. And Frankie, do me a favor and just talk to the chat for 1 second and give us your kind of your thoughts on things. I got to look for something really quick.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Crazy weekend. I mean, I didn't even know where to start. You know, I mean, I was just having a nice Saturday. I get this announcement. My mom, same thing with Crispy. It's like he's been shot. I couldn't even find the remote control to get the TV. You know, just running in circles, not even knowing what to do. I mean, we had no idea. You know, it was just that was the moment when I was like, okay, something's a little up because the way that the news, Fox News first, I turn on Fox News and all they're saying is something happened. Is it some, you know, yeah. there was some sort of situation going on. Pops were heard, and they're playing the video. I mean, it's clearly gunfire. I mean, it wasn't even a question.
Frankie.
Yeah, bro.
Frankie, they literally said on CNN, you know, Trump fell down. Trump rushed off stage after Trump falls down. And I literally tweeted, I don't usually use expletives on X on Twitter, but I said, F you, CNN, and it went viral because it's true. It's like F these people. He didn't fall down. Make it seem like he had a senior moment like Joe Biden. No. The guy got shot and pumped his fist. He's everything we've said he is. And the opposite of what those cowards hiding behind the cable cameras are. They couldn't get shot in the air. All right. Now a word from our next sponsor. Okay, we got a new sponsor today. And I'm very excited about them because they are great people. And I know that they're watching the show today. I know Dr. Goat Kisses, Denise, I know everybody's watching the show today. Our new sponsor, I'm proud to unveil, our friends at OFP Farms. And shout out to the great Liz Willis for helping put this deal together. And I know they've been a sponsor before. But guys, here's the deal. You want to support what me and Frankie are doing specifically? Frankie and I, OFP Farms, promo code Crispy for 15% off. Gotta use promo code Crispy. For the 15% off, look at Frankie. Frankie, show yourself. Show yourself. Show yourself. The money goes to this guy, okay? A lot of codes. The Crispy code goes to keeping us on the air. A lot of things go to keeping us on Alpha. Crispy Code keeps Frankie on the air. Keeps me doing this. So please, if you do things, spread the love. If you like OFP Farms, we love OFP Farms, spread the love and use that promo code Crispy. Because they're great viewers and fans of the show, but they're also business people, you know? So they want to know that you're going to buy with promo code Crispy. So listen, guys, I've been using it, okay? I've been using, what is it, eucalyptus? I've been using the eucalyptus soap. It's beautiful. I smell great. I'm happy. I feel great. I've been using it every day.
That's why you're right?
It's amazing.
That's why you're having such a nice shower prior to the news.
I'm having such a nice, relaxing shower. It's true. It's actually, I'm not even making this up. I'm having a nice relaxing shower. I got the eucalyptus soap. I go, it's a little break in the action before the convention. And then my shower's interrupted with the chaos. All right, guys, tired of irritated dry skin and big wolf corporations? Give OFP Farms a try. OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and beard products. Okay, look at this beard. Look at this perfect beard. Why goat milk? Listen, if I shave the beard off, I'm no longer attractive. If I had the beard on, all the ladies love me. So there you go, beard products. Why goat milk? Here are some of the benefits. Goat milk is packed with naturally and essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Let me say something else. Guys, the commercialized soaps that you buy are toxic. I've seen many videos on Instagram about this before we partnered with OFP Farms. And I always was saying, in the last couple of months, I've kind of gotten into this, like, you know, quality of food, seed oils, you know, lotions and products. Guys, it's toxic. They want you sick. Your skin is a sponge. What you put on it absorbs. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They're family-owned and operated, a goat farm, patriotic, America first, God-fearing folks. Guys, these are our friends. They watch the show every day like you do. Ditch the woke brands and the toxic brands and support a small family farm today. Be sure to visit OFPFarms.com. And don't forget to use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your entire purchase at checkout. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code CRISPY at checkout. Thank you for supporting, and thank you, OFP Farms, for supporting us and what we're doing. We hope it's a beautiful, prosperous relationship for a long time to come. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
We are doing. Ready to get back into it. So much to go over.
All right,
over.
Let's get back into it.
Oh, on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, obviously, we have uncovered some of the strange phenomenons in the assassination attempt on President Trump. We're just happy that he's okay, and we're happy that they missed. The deep state doesn't get, you know, assassination attempts every single day. And when they carefully coordinate and plot out how they're going to do it, if you miss, it's over. You don't get another chance. President Trump will now have the strongest security and be fortified to levels in which there will not be another chance. A lax, a foot off the gas, a little breach, an oversight going under the radar, that won't happen anymore. They tried to kill him before the convention, and they missed. We told you they were going to try to do something like this. We said it was the only option left. Tucker Carlson said it, and he was dismissed as a conspiracy theorist. It's unbelievable. And I'm going to say a couple things here. First, let's show the Ronny Jackson video, Frankie. That's A9, Ronny Jackson video. Because people are saying, oh, you know, before we get to who the shooter was and what we think is going on, there are people out there in the left wing that not only are saying that, oh, they wish the bullet connected, sickos, subhumans, demons, but there's also a lot of people out there are saying, oh, it was fake. Really? It was fake? So Trump staged someone shooting his ear. And so if that person missed a little bit, if some 20-year-old punk missed a little bit, he gets his head blown off and people in the crowd get killed, oh, it was staged? You have to seriously suffer from serious mental illness to believe that. Again, I've been there. I've sat in the exact spots where people got hit. I've been on the stage. Congressman Ronny Jackson, listen to this story. This is bone chilling. Roll this, Frankie.
Yes, Sean, so my nephew was at the event tonight. And they were in their friends and family pen, and they heard the shots and everybody dropped to the ground. And I don't know if you guys have the picture or not, but he was grazed in the neck. A bullet crossed his neck, cut his neck, and he was bleeding.
This is your Congressman, this is your nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my nephew. They were there. I'd set them up. They went to the rally. They were in the friends and family pen, which was just to the president's right, down a little bit lower on the left on the screen, but to the president's right in the line of fire. And they heard shots coming in. Apparently, there was someone also that were four or five rows behind them that was critically injured. Whenever he was shot, you know, they realized that a bullet had grazed his neck. My sister-in-law had encouraged him to go to the first aid tent, to the triage tent. They went to the triage tent, and when they got to the triage tent, while they were there, there was another member of the crowd, unfortunately, that was in the triage tent that was on a gurney in the tent that was had a devastating wound, had a critical wound to the head that was dead.
Yeah. And that individual passed away. And, you know, the Trump campaign actually authorized GoFundMe for the family of that man. I believe he was, and his name, I don't know his name exactly, but he was, I believe, a fire captain or something like that, or a police chief, something like that, forgive me. And he died jumping on his daughter, I believe. Saved her life. Were the domestic extremists? Fuck you. I'm going to keep it to a minimum, but it's like enough. The game has changed, guys. The game has changed. So that happens. You guys see the chaos that ensued. President Trump set up the GoFundMe account. To my understanding, it's raised almost $2 million already. Could be more by now. $2 million last time I checked for the victims here. And everything that Trump has put out in statements has been honoring the victims and talking about how God literally saved his life. We're going to get to who the shooter was in a minute and some of the theories on that. But listen, I mean, you know, obviously if you watch, you know, this network and you watch this show, you know, if you're a conservative, chances are you're a Christian. You know, I'm a Catholic. Frankie's a Catholic as well. And, you know, you watch these things happen, you listen to people talk, and, you know, you see the world events unfold. And I couldn't help but say to myself, directly after this happened, this is literally divine intervention. This is literally God protecting President Trump. There is good and there is evil. And these people are truly evil. They locked down their businesses. They gave people injections. They stole an election. They staged the January 6th. Did we try to kill their leaders? No. But they tried to kill ours. You want to hand power back to those people? You think a 20-year-old kid acted by himself? You think he just climbed up there and it was all clear for him, 150 yards away, and he got up there and he aimed and some 20-year-old kid just did it and fired? You think the kid they say even did it is even the person who did it? I don't know. But I do know that, as Trump said this morning, or yesterday morning rather, God saved him. This is a man who said it 3 months ago. It's kind of unbelievable. I mean, I don't know who this man is. I don't know the deal. But to say that God isn't real, that God didn't stop that from happening, God didn't stop the world from literally ending yesterday, because if a 1 millimeter, there's 1 inch moved, then literally we're in a civil war right now. We're not on the air. There's mass chaos, which is what they want. They wanted that so they could lock everything down, do state control TV, take the attention off Biden, have martial law, and then steamroll their way into staying in power. It's what they wanted. And then put up some puppet nominee and not Donald Trump. Somebody will play ball. This was divine. Roll this, Frankie. This is 3 months ago this guy said this.
And I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. that this bullet flew by his ear and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when I saw him winning the presidency through great the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it, and there things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting. And
it's unbelievable. That guy said that 3 months ago. That he would get shot in the ear. That's exactly what happened. He turned his head to look at the illegal immigration statistics. He looks, and if he's this way instead of this way, bolt doesn't hit the ear, it hits the back of his head. It's unbelievable. They missed, though. They missed. God protected him. 110%. This isn't a election. This is good versus evil and the end times. I mean, this is the end of the ball game here. It's over if he doesn't win. And these demons, like I call some people, and again, that's a strong word to use, but I would never wish harm on Biden. And if Biden was shot, and by the way, we'll segue here, Frankie. Part of the reason I think they shot their shot on Trump is one, it was before the nomination, and two, that if now they take out Biden, which I think a lot of people have an interest in doing,
they'll say it was just like a crazy Trump.
Then they can
Trump
say
man.
It was a right wing, a right wing retaliator. Temperature needs to be lower. Right wing retaliation. You watch. They want Biden out. Obama's given the signal. Hillary Clinton always. They're on board with it. So I think that's a possibility. But again, they missed. They missed. But it goes to show how evil these people are. Evil. In the biblical sense. And I don't get, super preachy and religious on this show. But it's just a fact. It's God at work versus the devil. And these people on television, some of the footage that I watched last night, the night before, whatever, it was harrowing. Let's roll this Martha Raddus. Listen to this demon. Roll it, Frankie.
Also, George, we have to point out, no matter who the shooter, what the shooter's motives were, no matter who the shooter is, you are going to hear conspiracy theories going forward.
No question about that. But as you point out, those statements from J.D. Vance and Vivek Ramaswamy, of course, President Trump and his supporters have contributed to this violent rhetoric as well.
Well, absolutely, George. We were just looking back this morning at some of the things that former President Trump has said. He warned last March of potential death and destruction if he were charged by the Manhattan District Attorney. Our country is being destroyed as they tell us to be peaceful. Trump in January warned of bedlam in the country if the criminal charges against him succeeded. And of course, in March, he said, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. Sorry. That will be the least of it. He said he was partly joking and that was taken out of context. But those are so indeed terrible. His words.
So
and
terrible.
You have heard it from
so
support.
Terrible. All right. I mean, how can you? I mean, you don't hate these people enough. And I'm sorry for the language. Again, I'm keeping it cool. I'm keeping it calm. I didn't want to yell. But I'm keeping it calm. And Martha Raddatz there, clearly the bloodbath comment was made turning on an economic message. It was talking about the economy would take a downturn. That would be the bloodbath. He said it as clear as day. And then also saying that Trump has promised the chaos and Trump has promised this. It's always Trump is bad, Trump is bad, Trump's a dictator. And what do? Has Biden been locked up? Has Hunter been locked up? Has Biden been shot? Has Obama been shot? Have all the people around Obama or Biden been locked up? Oh, no, just Trump's allies. Have they taken millions of dollars so they keep him in the courtroom? Have they done that? Have they taken a mugshot? They still say that. We have another example here. This is CNN. CNN, this reporting, you got it, Frankie? This reporting, CNN, where the woman, this is how it's a joke. The woman, in the midst of all this, when Trump, upon getting shot in the head, gets up and says, wait, wait. First he says, let me get my shoes. I guess his shoes came off in the scrum. He goes, let me get my shoes. Frankie loved that line. He goes, let me get my shoes. And then he goes, wait. They said the shooter's down. And by the way, everyone said, the people are like, oh, you know, what are they doing? They said it was staged. They said shooter's down, situation's neutralized, or whatever they said. Trump doesn't care. Situation's, you know, most likely neutralized. Obviously, at that point, there could be more shooters and all that. But most likely it's neutralized. Trump hears all that and he goes, wait, wait, wait. And he puts the fist up to tell everybody, I'm good. And then he does it again when they put him in the car. One of the greatest moments in world political history. They talk about Teddy Roosevelt when he got shot in a speech 100 years ago. They're going to talk about Donald Trump raising his fist after getting shot, after the deep state tried to take him out. Look how CNN reacted. You call this news, or all, Frankie?
I do want to say there was one thing that when I watched the tape, I found odd because of all of the heated rhetoric. And that is that after he was hit, former President Trump got up and said, fight, fight, fight. I think what we're hearing from people is that's not the message that we want to be sending right now. We want to tamp it down.
What a joke. The left wing, they spent years telling you that we were the extremists and we were the violent ones and our rhetoric was horrible. Now they say all these vile, disgusting, vicious things, but we're the domestic terrorists. And then the guy literally takes a bullet and he goes, fight, fight, fight. Do not give up. And CNN goes, oh, well, the temperature needs to be lowered on their side. It's a sick joke. Like I said, you don't hate these people enough. It's disgusting. All right, we are going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you about who we think the shooter might be. Several reports floating out there. And then we're going to talk to a good friend of mine in law enforcement who's going to give his perspective on what transpired and what he saw from the initial reactions by the officers on the scene. We're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere.
Boom.
Boom. All right, Frankie, what a show. What a show. And by the way, everybody, apologies for the language today. I'm keeping it calm, though, right, Frankie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, considering. I don't think there's any apologies necessary.
So, I mean, today's quite a show. We'll see how our good friend Jeremy Arrow keeps it. We'll see. but we're all in this together. All right, guys, one thing is about our next sponsor of the broadcast today. And, guys, we got a new one. Okay? Another new sponsor. We promised new sponsors today. And here they are. MyMAGAMerch.com. MyMAGAMerch.com. Promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Now, MyMAGAMerch.com, for full disclosure, is Alan Jacoby's latest venture. Okay? We all know Alan Jacoby, founder of Patriot Cigar Company. Alan Jacoby, a great guy, has a great show, used to be on this network. Al Jacoby has MyMAGAMerch.com, and you can get Trump gear right now. Show your solidarity with this man. Show your solidarity with this movement. He's already got the shirts. The fight shirt right there, that moment. And then what's the other one, Frankie? Show us the other one. We got the shirt that's fight, and the other one that says the grace of God right there. That's the moment. So you can get these shirts right now. The fight shirt, okay, which I think that's iconic. I'm buying 10 of those, okay? I'm going to buy 50 of those and give them out to our best constituents in Ocean County, New Jersey. Hear that, Justin Lamb? I hear out there. We're going to buy tons of these shirts and we're going to give them out to people because those shirts, put the other one on the screen, Frankie, the fight shirt. We're gonna have these shirts and you got to get this shirt. Oh boy, come on, Frankie.
Control the computers crashing. That's me.
the fight shirts. There you go. So we're overheating today. The show's so on fire. So guys, make sure you go to mymagamerch.com. Use your promo code Crispy for 10% off your order today, and you can get Trump gear in the most important time period in American history, and the most important time it is to show support for the 45th and 47th president. You go get that gear today. MyMAGAMerch.com. All right. Frankie, we got the Armour Colostrum commercial. Let's get the Armour Colostrum commercial. And okay, now we're going to have a word, guys, from our next sponsor. And our next sponsor, you guys know, tryarmor.com/LFATV. Tryarmor.com/LFATV, 50% off your order. What is Armour Colostrum? Here you go.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armour Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
You wanna try it? Try Armour.
All right, guys, tryarmor.com right there. And without further ado, Frankie, again, you guys know if you're watching right now, programming note, you know, everyone's always saying, is Mike live? Is Frankie live? We recorded this at the crack of dawn before I fly into the convention, and I'm a delegate and a whip for the campaign, doing my duties, headed to the arena right now. The Pfizer Forum, whoever you pronounce it, to go show my support for President Trump. We're going to be there all week long on the ground in Milwaukee. And the reason I get up at the crack of dawn to record the show for you today is because it is an honor to be so close to history that I feel like I need to bring it to you guys. And that is why we're doing what we're doing. So share the stream out. Rumble this video. Support our sponsors like My MAGA Merch, okay, OFP, our new sponsors. Show them love so they stick around so we can keep the show in the air through November. Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing. We got so much more to talk about. May have to do an extended version of the show.
I know. Extend it. Who knows? We might do it.
Ready to rock when you are.
Let's do it.
We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, much is being made of who this shooter was. The FBI have identified him as Thomas Matthew Crooks. Okay, we said that name a little bit earlier. Thomas Matthew Crooks is who people are saying that it is. Frankie, we have this footage of him at the graduation. Okay, we have this footage of him at the graduation, right? I believe that is... Where is that? A5. Boom. So, A5, this is who they say... Again, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it isn't. I'm not out of pocket saying it was Thomas Matthew Crooks, but I can tell you when you watch this footage here, do I think this guy acted alone to take a shot? Again, the first person to take a shot in 9 years at the most famous political figure of the millennium. Did he act alone? This is Thomas Matthew Crooks. Roll it, Frankie.
Thomas Crooks.
Haley Madison Rapali.
Pause it. That's him. Thomas Matthew Crooks. That guy is the man that allegedly was the one who carried out the shooting. Now, what do we know about Thomas Matthew Crooks? Okay, we know that he is 20 years old. We know he lives about 20 minutes from where the rally took place. We know that both his parents were social workers. We know that he was allegedly a registered Republican, but that his donor history reflected, and he had one donation, it was to like the far left progressive causes and ACK Blue. So Democrat donor, registered Republican. That's all we really know about this guy. And apparently he was a social worker as well. Again, I don't know if Thomas Matthew Crooks was in fact the shooter. I don't think you should just believe everything that you're told. I'm not saying that it is. I'm not saying that it isn't. But what I am saying is, and I will quote Thomas Massey by saying this, is that the same people who investigated, you know, the Las Vegas shooting, the same people who carried out the Mar-a-Lago raid are the people now who are going to look into this and tell us the truth, really? Now, citizen journalists attempted to go to Thomas Matthew Crooks' home last night after this happened. And this was the encounter. So obviously his information is public. We know who he is. We know where he lives. And so people tried to go to where he lived last night. And this is really eerie. Seems like the cover-up was immediately on. Roll this, Frankie.
Excuse me. What's going on?
I have no idea.
What? I can't go down the road?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I was told to close it.
What's that?
Because I was told to close it.
Okay. Are you Secret Service?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
You should quit photographing me.
Well, I'm allowed to, sir.
Well, you can move on, too.
I can, but I'm allowed to photograph.
You can get out of the way. I got traffic coming. You can go.
I'll go.
Now.
All right. Have a good one.
You know, it's funny, if we were the right-wing extremists that they say we are, that guy would have gotten out of the car and beat that guy senseless, so we would have went right to the house, right? We didn't do it, because we're civil, we're good, they're not. Weird, pretty weird, Frankie. Very eerie.
Very.
Guy's house is totally, the whole road is fortified immediately.
And it's, of course, there's no, it's not a cop, it's just some guy who's in a vest and has a work.
Who is that guy? Some guy. He's got a pickup truck, unmarked pickup truck. Very bizarre. And again, we're not talking too much about, you know, who the shooter is or who the shooter isn't, because we don't know yet. Some people are saying it's this guy. They're saying it's Maxwell Yarick, okay, who had been arrested at a Trump rally years prior. Okay, he'd been arrested at a Trump rally years prior. And get that first picture up there, Frankie, the other one.
This one?
Yeah, that one. They're saying it's this guy. Yeah. So they're saying it's this guy. Now, allegedly, that photo is obviously the dead sniper. And if you look at that photo compared to the mugshot of this Maxwell Yarick guy, I think, listen, I don't know if that's actually a picture of the guy who got shot. I think it is. Widely circulated. But if you look closely, you see the ear. It looked like the gauges had been, covered up, right? You see, like, that weird line on his ear. Interesting. You also see the beard pattern, kind of similar. You notice the beard pattern right there, Frankie? Oh, yeah. Notice like where it goes up, where the mustache comes down. You notice the hair kind of looks the same. There was like this other picture of this other guy, some left-wing troll. Everyone was saying it was him. It's not him, by the way. And he made the video and said, I am Thomas Matthew Kirks. That's not him. That was literally a left-wing troll. But this guy, I don't know. We're going to keep our eyes on him. We're going to keep the radar on. Could very well have been him. Okay, could very well have been him. So, Frank, I think we should just keep rolling on here, or we'll skip the next break. Let's roll in here and let's bring in the guests. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, guys. So joining us now, again, wild show today, free form. You guys know we're so structured, but today, very free form. Wanted to get my good friend on the program to talk about this. He is a member of law enforcement down in Ocean County, New Jersey. He is a councilman in Toms River, New Jersey. My very good friend, Justin Lamb, joins us right now, making a longtime viewer, first time appearance. Justin, I'm just going to give you the floor for a couple minutes. Obviously, you have been trained. You've been a member of law enforcement. You've been through the training. You've been through the drills. You're a cop. You notice things in a very astute way. Tell me your thoughts on some of the things you think people might be missing and some of the acute observations you've seen from just the scenes, the snipers, the counter snipers, everything. Floor is yours, sir.
Mike, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing me on today. I've been just glued to the television. Obviously, glued to talking to you and talking to other America First Republicans. It's just what a tragic, could have been, obviously we lost a life, but Donald Trump, our president, he survived, and there's definitely a divine intervention. Just off the bat, I mean, those type of rifle rounds, that cacophony of rifle, those .223 rounds are so powerful. And the fact that as it happened, as it unfolded, that the president was so quick and so focused on getting down when he did was incredible, especially when he took that round the way he did. I mean, that was just amazing. Again, it had to be divine intervention. And the fact that he got up and the grit he just showed and actually punching his fist in the air and telling his agents, wait, I'm going to let my audience know and I want to let the world know that we're going to be all right and we're going to keep fighting. That's what I mean, in that type of environment, if you're in law enforcement or military and you've been on the range and you've heard an AR-15 rifle go off, it'll lift your shoulders up and it'll definitely give you some kind of chill. And if somebody's shooting at you, you know, there's that run, hide, fight, or the fight or flight, you know, reaction. The fact that our President Trump was able to step up and just show that kind of grit is this just shows his character. I mean, this is amazing.
Justin, I want to ask you about two things. One, I'm sure you saw that footage of the counter sniper on the roof. A lot of people are asking about, you know, his body posture and how he reacted. That's my first question. And then two, the way they got him off the stage. People are saying Secret Service is either weak or they're incompetent or that there was oversight. So just give me your thoughts on what you observed with the guy on the roof. And then also how you felt like the Secret Service folks around him, you think they acted properly? You think it was good? You think it was weak? Do you think something was off? Do you think everything was, you know, best possible? It was just chaos. What do you make of those two things?
Well, we'll just focus on the agents. I think the agents were quick to react. They obviously, you know, they practiced to jump on him like that and protect him at all costs, put their body between any threat. And there's obviously a ballistic, you know, we've been to a number of these rallies, Mike. We've been to a number of these events. And they, you know, they have those ballistic shields or prevent any type of bullet from entering that area. So I think the agents did a great job. From what I'm gathering, though, you know, the fact that President Trump said, wait, I want to let the world know I'm okay. I think they, you know, they gave him that opportunity, but I think they were, by exposing him again like that, I was a little worried even as I was watching it, because I thought that if there's a second shooter or if that shooter wasn't down, there was another opportunity to take a shot at him. You know, we can look at this tape for the next, you know, few months. All I could tell you is that once the president heard that, or the agents heard that the threat was neutralized, at that point, they made a decision to move him quick. Again, I think the president was really guiding that too. I think he was guiding the post response, which if you were a victim in a shooter situation like that, where you're somebody shooting at you, for you to have that type of mental fortitude and actually direct your own evacuation, that was incredible. I mean, that just shows again the grit.
He did.
I mean, he's an amazing. The strength he has is amazing. Most of us would.
It's not like anything we've ever seen.
Exactly.
Would have stayed on the ground for the whole time. Would have stayed on the ground until everybody was gone, right?
Yeah.
So, Justin, yeah. Last question to you. The suspects, okay? The people that they're saying might have done it or who are being ruled out or they're saying they did do it. What would you, if you're trying to solve the case, what would you say would be some of the things people should be looking for as so much information is coming out about it was this guy or it was this guy or this was the motive or he had explosives in his car? Like, you're hearing so many different stories. Like, what, you know, as a law enforcement guy, like, what do you think people need to be vigilant about when it comes to like the ID and finding the motive and just stuff like that?
Well, I, like, you know, Mike, I think I give you a lot of credit. Yesterday you were the first one to post the BBC video with that gentleman that was actually supposedly calling out to police, I see somebody on the roof. And I think they're gonna have to, you know, you've been to all these rallies, you've been to these events for years now. There's so much video, there's so much camera footage when President Trump's on stage. They're compiling all that right now. You know, during the Boston bombing, they compiled all that video. There's going to be a ton of video, a ton of camera footage. And they're going to go through, you know, frame by frame, and they'll be able to identify, and even security cameras at that building where this supposed gunman was, they'll be able to capture some footage there too, and really identify who he is. And again, you're really exposing some wild video of from last night where they're trying to go down to the suspect street and they're blocking him off. What's that all about? That's amazing. That's they should be, police should be arriving that night and questioning that person is.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Justin, we're gonna bring you on. Yes, we're gonna bring you on more to talk about this. We have to run because we're out of time, actually, on the show today. Wow, what an episode today. Justin Lamb, Councilman Tom Zerver, also law enforcement in Ocean County, New Jersey. Great patriot. Fortunate to work with him. Frankie's a great patriot. And everybody out there who watches this show and who supports us are great patriots as well. So, Justin, appreciate it. And listen, everybody, that's about all the time that we have on the show today. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. You guys know we do this broadcast. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. You better believe we are just getting started. RNC this week, we will not be deterred. President Trump is only stronger than he ever has been, and he's only going up. He is a hero of this generation, and it is a great honor to join him in Milwaukee at the RNC. Cannot wait to bring you guys the sights and sounds from that. So without further ado, got to go get on a plane. Love you. Appreciate you. We'll see you back live tomorrow. We'll be right back.